This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning!
Yeah, yeah, Rhea! Yeah,
yeah. It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on! Oh, yeah. What is happening, people? Pre-game show. Joe Spadoni. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Days, games, series do not get bigger than this. Stephen Curry. LeBron James. Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Lakers, San Francisco, the Bay versus the evil empire of LA. 888-957-9570. It's on, people. The King versus the Chef. Legacy Series. This is what it's all about. This is a finals-type matchup in the second round. And where are you at, Dub Nation? In the biggest series, I don't even care if they play and move on against the Nuggets, or the Suns, or the Sixers, or the Celtics. This means more. This is the series that means a lot. This is the bragging rights series, if you're a fan. This is the end-all, be-all in the Steph versus LeBron debate. I don't care if they're older. I don't care if one might not be in his prime anymore while the other is. This is legacy-defining stuff we are about to witness, and it starts tonight at Chase Center. 7 o'clock tip, 6 o'clock. Right here on 95.7 The Game, that's when our coverage starts with Warriors Live. John Dickinson, before tossing it over to Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and we will have all your coverage, all series long, all week long, weeks, however this series goes. Don't go anywhere. 95.7 The Game is your place to be. Download that Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch and YouTube every single day, Monday through Friday. Like, subscribe, search 95.7 The Game, do all that. We appreciate you. If you're just getting off work, getting ready for school, getting ready for whatever you got to do, flights, please be safe. It's wet out there. It's rainy, a little windy. Please be safe. Roadways are awful. Yes, you thought you escaped the rain. No. You did not. Perhaps it's a good omen for the Golden State Warriors with the rain. Splash Bros? Could we have a huge game from them? Klay Thompson. There's so many, as I talk about Klay Thompson, and good morning to all of you. There's so many storylines in this, and I've been trying to jot them down this morning, and I did the best I could. I got top seven, and if I'm missing any other ones, I would love your support at 888-957-9570. That's the Comcast Business Text line, as well as the call-in line, and YouTube. Hit me up. What is the number one storyline for you? And we all know the top one, but there may be some other ones that you slept on, and we're going to go through them throughout the show. Ultimately, the number one that everyone's going to turn to, of course, is LeBron James and Stephen Curry. How could you not think of that? Part five. You go back all the way to that first title run. Yeah, Kyrie hurt, Kevin Love hurt. But you know what? Golden State Warriors, it's not their problem. They got their first chip in that run. They go back 73-9. We know how that ended. Harrison Barnes, Draymond Green suspended. We get all that. Go back, get KD. Win two more. Then you come back last year. You win another one. That's four. Meanwhile, while you were down in that little hiatus after that Raptors series loss, in which you lost Kevin Durant forever. He may come back. Who knows? Suns, by the way, down 0-2 to the Denver Nuggets. That's not looking too good for them. Klay Thompson, hurt, then hurt again, out for a few more years. During that time, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, they win this thing called the NBA Championship in 2020. Now, as is tradition around these parts, bubble ring, Mickey Mouse, whatever you want to say. They won a ring. They got the hardware for it. They hung a banner. These are the two blue-blooded, no, pun intended, for gold-blooded. I guess gold-blooded makes sense for both these teams because they both have gold in them, purple and gold and blue and gold. But you know what I'm saying. These are the two blue-blood organizations in the West right now. Full stop right there. It's Lakers. If you want to toss in the Spurs, feels like their time's kind of passed. They had their cup of coffee for better part of 15 plus years. That looks like it's faded away. Got the Lakers, who are always going to be there. And now you're hoping, Golden State Warriors fans, that Joe Lacob and his vision will last your lifetime. Because that's what the Lakers have been since the 19 whatevers, 40s, 50s, 60s, going back to Minneapolis. Go back to George Mikan. Think of all the names. Magic Johnson, Kareem, James Worthy, Kobe, Shaq, LeBron, Anthony Davis. These are the names we're talking about. This is history. And Golden State Warriors and Stephen Curry, they took a chunk out of this guy's history and his legacy and LeBron James. So that's why I say this is a legacy series when it comes to these two franchises, these two teams, these ownership groups. Don't get it twisted. Joe Lacob wants to be the next Dr. Jerry Buss, RIP. That's who he wants to be. He doesn't want to flame out. He doesn't want this to be the last dance. We saw how that ended with Chicago and the Bulls. Yeah, Michael Jordan, he's the GOAT. We get all that. But look how it happened after Chicago. What have they done in the last 20 years? Nothing. Meanwhile, you look at the Los Angeles Lakers, they win every decade. That's what you are looking for. That's the level of success that Joe Lacob wants. That's why he got into this business. Not just for a run, not just for a dynasty, not just one. No, he's looking at multiple. He's looking into the 2030s, into the 2040s. How are we going to continue this success after Stephen Curry? You follow a team, follow an organization like the Los Angeles Lakers, like the Boston Celtics, teams that have contended for every single decade. Now, this last decade belongs to the Warriors, and they want to put their stamp on it starting tonight. Again, tip-off, 7 o'clock, Warriors, Lakers, LeBron, Steph, Draymond, Kevon, Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, former Warrior, by the way, Andrew Wiggins, traded for each other. You can put that in another storyline. I didn't even think about that one. So we're going to discuss all these top storylines. And again, we'll have all our predictions. What are you feeling, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, Twitch and YouTube, you know the deal. You see what I'm wearing. I said it yesterday. If I have to say it all week and all series, I will. I'll be professional. I'll be impartial. I'm Joseph Spadoni. Go full name, professional. Just breaking down the X's and O's of the series. Flip over to the morning roast at 6 o'clock, 6:05, whenever we get started. Yeah, I'm going to be the pesky Joey Spadoni, big Laker fan guy. But for this show, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., that's a professional, all right? As professional as we could be here at 5:09 a.m. in San Francisco. Appreciate all y'all tuning in. Appreciate everyone listening via the Odyssey app. Be sure to download that via Twitch, via YouTube. Hello, how you doing? Nicole, Carl, Stunna, appreciate all of you. Derek, Ernest, all of y'all. Ernest D, he could immortalize himself. This via the YouTube. I don't even know who that's talking about. It could be anyone who could immortalize themselves. Stephen Curry, LeBron. Legacy-defining stuff. This is just the sexiest matchup. You know, we were talking about it, and we saw before the series, like, oh, you know, we could. It's either way, it's going to be a great storyline, whether it's, you know, it's the Warriors versus Memphis. No. The Grizzlies, they're the bottom of the totem pole. Dylan Brooks is a fraud. The organization is fraudulent. Please, miss me with that. John needs to worry about himself more than he has to worry about himself on the court versus his off-the-court stuff. Fix yourself, be safe, and get with that. We don't need to deal with that crap. No. Let's get back to real basketball. Blue-blooded stuff. Teams that have been there and done that. We want the purple and gold. We want to show them that we're the new sheriff in town. We're the evil empire now. It was cute. You guys had a little run when we were hurt. When Clay was hurt, when KD left, that's cute. Pandemic hit, and you guys capitalized on it. Now, they were the number one seed at the time. They were playing like the best team in the league. So I'm not going to call it as fraudulent as some might. If you want to call that one with the Los Angeles Dodgers fraudulent, be my guest, because that was such a shortened season of 60 games. War of attrition, that's what MLB is, and that was not tested. We get all that. Lakers, they were one of the best teams in the league up until the league shut down for a period of time. So if you want to get into that storyline, whether that's a true championship or not, I'm not going to waste my time with it. What I will waste my time is, and maybe not waste the time is the word, I'm trying to entertain. 888-957-9570. Top storylines in this Warriors-Lakers series. Let me know what you think. Again, that number and on the Twitch and YouTube chat. You guys are on fire. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter at @Spadoni_Joe. So, you start off, you know, with the basic stuff. You can start off number 7. This is why I got top 7 storylines in this Warriors-Lakers series. And I'm starting off with the others versus the others, as Shaq calls them. Not the top guys, not the top billing, not Steph, not LeBron, not AD, not Draymond. I'm going a little off the cuff here. Now, if you guys say these aren't the others, these are starters, I get it. But these aren't the first names you think of when you think of this series. Austin Reeves and Jordan Poole. Now, one of those is starters, and one of those has been starting. Jordan Poole's been in and out of that lineup. Austin Reeves, similarly. Austin Reeves has drawn much disdain from around the league and from other fan bases, particularly the Golden State Warriors one, because of his foul calls. Does a lot of dribble drive penetration, foul hunts, gets the calls, undeservingly, deservingly. Who's to say? Apparently he gets the calls, that's all I know. Warriors fans are begging for Stephen Curry to give those same calls. We got a second-year undrafted player out of Oklahoma getting that, and the four-time defending champion can't. I get it. It's frustrating. Now, on the flip side, he's been playing very well. At three balls working, he's a great distributor, plays smart, doesn't turn the ball over. We get all that. Jordan Poole, on the other hand, that guy, you don't know what you're going to get. He gets the big contract, he gets the money, and what does he get? He gets punched in the face before the year starts. And it's been up and down, it's been tumultuous. I'm sure we all saw the video of this past weekend, Game 6, kind of meltdown there. Get off me, Draymond, whatever it was. Draymond trying to talk to him. Jordan Poole wasn't having it. He walked back to the bench. I don't think that's that shocking, but it is what it is. It's professional sports, but people are going to dissect it one way or the other. Oh, there's a friction in the locker room. No. Guys are angry. They didn't show up, and it was a bad game. And Jordan Poole has a right to be angry for himself. And the Warriors have a right to not be that happy with Jordan Poole because he hasn't just been playing that well. So who's going to step up in that matchup? Who's going to step up with Andrew Wiggins and D'Angelo Russell? Who's going to step up there? D'Lo, former Golden State Warrior, when they tried to do something, right? You think back to that year that was lost. You got D'Angelo Russell. You had the sign and trade with KD to Brooklyn. It's like, KD throwing you a bone here. Okay. Bob Myers did right by me. I'm going to do right by this organization that I won two titles with. Sign and trade. Here comes D'Lo. Eventually flip him for Andrew Wiggins, who was the second best player for the Warriors, not only in last year's playoff run, probably the third best this year, if we're putting Kevon Looney in this conversation now. But he's up there. He was out for a few months, and it's like he never left. It's like he picked up right where he left off, and it's pretty wild. His conditioning is that great after not playing in high-level basketball for that long. It's pretty unbelievable. Morelli, good morning. Khalil King, good morning. Appreciate all y'all chiming in. Robert Johnson, what am I talking about? Spadoni, get off our airways. Well, it's my airways, buddy. Get to be the first voice here every day, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Promoting that Lakers BS. I'm promoting Warriors versus Lakers. That's what I'm promoting. Good morning, Eduardo. Good morning, Rick Sun. Appreciate all y'all. Ernest D., this is what he had to say. Wiggins has a chance to immortalize himself before he was a Warriors bust. With Warriors, two-way Wiggs is born, putting the clamps on Doncic and Tatum. He steps up in this series and affects LeBron. He's legit. He's absolutely legit. He proved that last year, to your point, with his defense on Brown, Tatum, Doncic, everyone. He was awesome. He doesn't need to prove anything else. Not to me, anyways. Now, does he want to prove something to LeBron James? Hell yeah, he does. Don't forget, when LeBron went back to Cleveland, he shipped Wiggins out. See ya. I'm getting my buddy Kevin Love in here. I got Kyrie. Bye, Andrew. We don't need you. Now he won a title. He went to a bajillion more in a row. So it was the right move, ultimately. But that's got to hurt your ego if you're Andrew Wiggins. You know, one of the greatest players of all time looks at me, number one draft pick, and it's like, I'll pass. I'd rather have Kevin Love. That's got to hurt your ego. But you know what? He stuck with it. He stuck with it. He got to the right organization with the Golden State Warriors. And you know what? It paid off. He got his ring. He got his respect. And if he continues on this path that I think he's on with the Golden State Warriors, he may be headed to where the hell it is, Springfield, Kentucky, wherever the hell it is. Where is it? Springfield, Massachusetts? Wherever the Hall of Fame is in basketball. I know it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Doesn't have Canton, Cooperstown, anything like that. Is it Springfield, right? Never been there. Never been to any Hall of Fame place, actually. Would like to go. Probably be pretty fun. Not big into museums and stuff like that as it is. I've been going to a lot more since I've been a dad, so maybe that love has grown a little more for him, but I'm just, doesn't really do much for me looking at old stuff. Not for me anyways, maybe for some. 888-957-9570 is the number. Bob Myers, president of basketball operations with the Golden State Warriors, joined the Morning Roast yesterday and had some interesting thoughts regarding Game 7, Steph's speech, all that. I want to play some of that sound here for you as this show goes on, particularly this one, on the Los Angeles Lakers kind of being an opposite to the Sacramento Kings. Their style of play, very different. You're going to look at LeBron, older guy, 38, try to slow down the pace, get his rhythm going, feed Anthony Davis. D'Lo wants to get hot. They're long, they're athletic. Vanderbilt's a problem. They're going to try to slow this thing down. They're not quick. They don't have De'Aaron Fox on this team. D'Lo is a problem. He's got speed, but he's not De'Aaron Fox. But on the flip side, Anthony Davis is not the Montis Sabonis. Not even close. So it's going to be a very, very interesting matchup when it comes to Kevon Looney, Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, all the bigs, all of that. But here's Bob Myers, president of basketball operations, talking about the Lake Show being opposite of the Kings and the Warriors not getting the amount of rest that they would have liked.
And the Lakers are almost the inverse of the Kings as far as style of play, as far as what they do, different pace, different speed, big size team, great defensive team. So it's kind of flipping things on their head, so it'll take a while maybe for both coaches to figure out how to game plan, but that's what makes it fun. But as far as the roster, I mean, no roster is perfect. Ours isn't, nobody's is. So you got to figure out what's the best way, especially coming off the bench, what matchups work the best, what combinations. But that's what makes you guys, gives you guys hours and hours of time on the radio.
Right.
To say, you know, you should play this guy, that guy. Everybody listening, you guys too, we're human beings. I mean, whether it's my mistakes with the roster, whether Steve should have done this or that, I guess rest assured, the care factor is huge. We care more than anybody can imagine. Probably too much, to be honest. And so it doesn't mean we're not trying, we don't get it right. But I do love the passion of you guys, of our fans, of all the people that have supported us. It's just so great to keep this thing going, and it's going to be a fun series.
It's going to be a fun series, and I'll have my final series prediction during the crossover, probably, where Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast, joins me at 5:45, as he does each and every day, Monday through Friday. But president of basketball operations there for the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers, talking about the matchups. It's going to be interesting. You know, we all love a Monday morning quarterback. That's what sports talk radio is built upon. We love the X's and O's. We love questioning Steve Kerr, or if you're a Laker fan, Darvin Ham, all of that. We love that. So, number 7 on my top storylines for this Warriors-Lakers series, I put the others versus the others, Reeves, Poole, Wiggins, Russell. And speaking of Andrew Wiggins, here's Bob Myers talking about Wiggins picking up where he left off in last year's playoffs.
Wiggins' effort, playing huge minutes, guarding usually what is the other team's best player, is not easy. And you know, the shot-making will come, I think. You know, he missed the game. He missed 2 months. He's in legs. Probably are still coming back. And guarding Fox, guarding Monk, two real tough covers, it's tiring. You see it with the free throws. He made his first 6 and missed his next 4. And he's going to get a 3-point shot going again. Some of that's just legs, like you said. But another big reason why, obviously, we won it last year and are making it to the second round now is Wiggins. It's just the best thing about his story to me is nobody's talking about him like they used. People used to say, oh, he's got an awful contract and he can't win with Wiggins. And he had to earn the respect of the Bay Area fans. And he did.
He absolutely did. Not just Bay Area fans either, of the nation. Like here, like this guy, I wasn't going to say bust with Andrew Wiggins because that's too harsh, because his numbers were solid. He didn't have bust numbers. No, not even close. He was a very, very solid basketball player that when he looked up at the end of the game and it was a Minnesota Timberwolves loss or something like that, he looked up, he's like, oh, he had his. Look, he had his typical 18-5-3, whatever it is, 18-6-2. Yeah, that's good. He wasn't a scrub. And when he got to this Golden State Warriors organization, he realized, hey, man, they got Stephen Curry. They got Klay Thompson. They got Draymond Green. They have 3 Hall of Famers already. I just need to be the 4th best guy, the 4th best option. And you know what? He's turned himself into the 2nd best option. He has something that no one else on this team has, outside of maybe Stephen Curry, the greatest shooter of all time. But that jumper is so wet. That mid-range jump shot, that fadeaway, a la a Kobe Bryant, shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers, who they were playing. We were talking about last week on the Morning Roast. That's who he learned it from. It was a full circle for a lot of guys in this series because they grew up watching and idolizing not only Kobe, but LeBron, who are both Los Angeles Lakers. So this is a legacy series, and it's personal for these guys. It absolutely is. So my top seven storylines, and let me know yours at 888-957-9570 for the Warriors and Lakers second round matchup. Number six here, as number seven was the others versus the others, Darvin Ham versus Steve Kerr. This is interesting, and I don't think it's going to get talked about enough, and I've been talking about it this past week, that coaching matters. We compare it a lot to the NFL, to other like managers in baseball, where that might have a more impactful decision-making. You think of pulling a pitcher too early, too late. You think of, you know, pinch hitting in a certain situation, sack bunting, all of that stuff. Think of challenging when you're a coach in the NFL, mixing and matching different calls, go for on fourth now, like things that change outcomes of games. In basketball, it's really not that. You got five players, like, hey, you know what? Superstars, go do your thing. Maybe I'll have a play here or there coming out of a timeout. Maybe I'll challenge something, but for the most part, it's on you guys. Come playoff time, though, and we saw this in Game 7 with Mike Brown. Damn right it matters. Coaching matters. Mike Brown found something in Game 6 and somehow, some way, just didn't go back to it. I don't know what he was doing, having Sabonis in there for so long. When Game 6, when he was out, the Kings were cooking. I think the Warriors and Steve Kerr dodged a bullet that Mike Brown somehow forgot what happened in Game 6, took it back home, thought he can get away with what he was trying to do in Games 4 and 5, which didn't work out. And he somehow, some way, tricked it off. That's what happened. Steve Kerr, on the other hand, you know what? Hey, Jordan Poole, you can start. Draymond Green, I know you came up and you were going to tell me to come off the bench, but we're going to stick with it. Not just for this game, but for the next one. And hell, maybe the next series. Now this series might change. Whole different style of play. You might go back to the old rotation. It's going to be a defensive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Battle in this round, I would say. But coaching absolutely matters. And Steve Kerr, not just coaching, but in his playing days, he's a 9-time NBA champion. And come playoff time, hell yeah, that matters. When you're undefeated in Western Conference series, hell yeah, that matters. And Darvin Ham, hey, listen, he's undefeated, I guess, too, as a head coach in Western Conference series. He's only played in one, coached in one, I should say. So that's another matchup that is fascinating to me as we look at the top storylines in Warriors-Lakers second-round series. So we got number seven, the others versus the others, Reeves versus Poole, Wiggins versus Russell. Number six, we got Darvin Ham versus Steve Kerr. What's going to happen there? Who's going to blink first? Is Darvin Ham going to make some rookie mistakes with adjustments, matchups, all that sort of stuff? We have so much more to get into. We got to take a quick break. Come on back. Again, the number is 888-957-9570. If you'd like to get involved, whether it's call or text, we're taking all your calls all week here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors, Lakers tonight, 7 o'clock tip. Our coverage starts at 6 with Warriors Live, John Dickinson, right here on 95.7 The Game. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the pregame show, Joe Spadoni. Come on back.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Warriors, Lakers, game one. Round two, Western Conference Semi starts tonight, 7 o'clock tip. Please be safe for just getting off work, getting on work, getting ready. Those roadways are slick. It is wet. Sign of good things to come tonight for the Splash Bros, potentially. Warriors Live, our coverage starts at 6 o'clock before tossing it over to the great Tim Roy at 7 o'clock tip. Can't wait. This series is so damn exciting. We're going through all the storylines here. On the pregame show, 888-957-9570 is the number if you would like to get involved. Your top storylines, Twitch, YouTube, we are up and streaming. Search 95.7 The Game. Like, subscribe, all that jazz. We're just doing numbers here. Not on the pregame show and the morning roast. You guys are awesome. I love all of you people. Chime in during the morning roast when I can on the chat. That's going to be a toxic chat. I'm not trying to. And again, I'm gonna be nice, gonna be professional from 5 to 6. I'll be Joseph. 6:05 comes around. Little Joey Spadoni's going in there, and he's gonna be needling Big Bros, Bonte Hill, and Joe Shasky. Don't get it twisted. 888-957-9570. So we have our first two of our top seven storylines down. Number seven, the others versus the others. Six, Darvin Ham versus Steve Kerr. Number five, well, this could be generic to some. And he's like, why do you even put that? It's obvious. It's LA versus the Bay. Come on. The geographical rivalry. It's not even close. Right? It's got to be there. And you might say, like, that doesn't deserve to be on the list. That's just in everything. Well, I'm putting it down there. Because you know what? This is my list. I can do with them as I please. So number five, I got LA versus the Bay. Hasn't fared well with Los Angeles teams in playoff times. Most recently, Dodgers beaten the San Francisco Giants in the playoffs for the first time. Five-game series, Cody Bellinger saying I single. We get it. It was a magical season, and now it feels like the Giants have never been the same since that game five. Down year, looking like another down year. Astros doing what they do. Giants doing what they do, collapsing yesterday as they fall again. Mauricio Dubon taking shots after the game. We'll have plenty of time to react to Giants all season long, but right now we're focused on the Golden State Warriors and Los Angeles Lakers. But it's LA versus the Bay. You go back to the Giants again in the early 2000s. Barry Bonds, you wanted to get him a ring, right? Dusty Baker didn't have one up until this past season with those same Houston Astros. Ugh, the Los Angeles Angels and that stupid rally monkey. Really? Mike Socha. All those guys. Lackey. Webb. Ugh. Hated that. How about those San Jose Sharks? 3-0 lead. You kidding me? 3-0 lead. You're blowing out to the LA Kings. LA Kings went on to win the whole damn thing. Jonathan Quick. So it has not fared well. And it's been 30 plus years since the Lakers and Warriors have met in the playoffs, and it didn't fare well then either. Magic Johnson at the end of his run. Run TMC. So there's a lot to break. Oh, the play-in game. Almost slept on that. I know we sleep on it because of the play-in game. Warriors didn't have real championship expectations that year. Still no Klay Thompson. Steph was a baller, though. Was an MVP-type candidate. Just didn't happen. LeBron, seeing the three rims or whatever, hits that shot. We get it. We get it. Then Warriors go on to lose to the Grizzlies. That was the start of something else. So it has not fared well for the Golden State Warriors. And they could feel like a little brother. And this time, in this series, they can put away and ultimately surpass the big bro, the Los Angeles Lakers. And let's be honest, Warriors fans. Let's be honest. Beating the Lakers in this round, it's not going to be as good as a championship. It's going to feel pretty damn close, though. This jersey, if you're on Twitch and YouTube, you can see it. LeBron James, Anthony Davis. It would feel pretty freaking awesome to have that trump card in your back pocket for all the smack talking for years to come. Come on, let's be honest. It would be up there. Even if you don't win the championship, yeah, we beat your ass. King James my ass, right? Come on. Let's be honest with ourselves. 888-957-9570. So LA versus the Bay, my number five, and we're talking top storylines in this Warriors-Lakers series. Number four, Klay Thompson versus his hometown team. Dad won championships, that being Michael Thompson. He's a voice for the radio side of this team in the Los Angeles Lakers. Klay grew up rooting for Kobe, Shaq, being in those locker rooms. He was sniffing around. And he has a chance to stick it to his old team, a la Matt Steinmetz and Mark Willard. I'll find the drop somewhere. It's one of the funniest drops I've ever heard in my life. But Klay Thompson versus his hometown team in the Los Angeles Lakers. Man, doesn't get more. There's just so many damn storylines. It doesn't get more poetic than going back where it all started. I know it's not Staples anymore. God, I hate the name Crypto. But doesn't get more poetic than that if you're Klay Thompson. And let's be honest.
Stuck it in me.
Thank you, Steiny. Let's be honest. Klay balls out in L.A. Historically, he has had some awesome games down at Crypto.com Arena. Stephen Curry, on the other hand, for whatever reason, when it's against the Lakers, he hasn't shot well down there. It's very odd. Against the Clippers, he's had some big games. But against the Lakers, unless maybe things are just different there, I don't know, all those banners being hung, maybe that just gets in the way, messes with his depth perception. But for whatever reason, he has not played well down there. That is Stephen Curry. But Klay, oh, he gets up for it. He gets up. And Klay, and Los Angeles Laker fans, they've wanted that guy for a long time. They've always felt like Klay was, quote-unquote, one of their own. They've had nothing but love for him and have always wanted to see him donning that purple and gold. Maybe one day, maybe one year later, but I'm sure Golden State Warriors fans are like, hell no. He's sticking to one jersey for the rest of his life, and that's blue and gold. Shout out Gold-Blooded. You like that? Like how I tied that in there? YouTube, Twitch? I'm bad at this. I'm bad at getting the camera angles if you're streaming on Twitch and YouTube. 888-957-9570. So Klay Thompson versus his hometown team. He's trying to stick it in them, a la Mark Willard and Matt Steinmetz.
Willard, stuck it in me.
Thanks, Steiny. Appreciate you. By the way, great interview with Stephen A. Smith up on the Odyssey app right now. Be sure to download that bad boy. Favorite 95.7 The Game. Stephen A. Smith. You know him. You love him. Or you hate him. Don't be disrespectful. He joins Danny Ngu yesterday, did a hell of an interview. He still likes the Golden State Warriors in this series. Saying it might go seven, though. Might go seven, but it's going to be a tough one for the Golden State Warriors that will ultimately go their way. So number four, we got Clay versus hometown team. We're doing top storylines in this Warriors-Lakers series. Number seven, others versus the others. Number six, Darvin Ham versus Steve Kerr. Number five, L.A. versus the Bay. Number four, Clay versus his hometown team. And number three, oh, by the way, if L.A. versus the Bay, I totally forgot. The Bay encapsulates everyone. We didn't forget about the Dodgers and Kirk Gibson against the Oakland Athletics. We didn't forget about that, A's fans. I know it's easy to forget about you guys right now. Struggling by the Brent Rooker. He's a baller, though. AL Player of the Week. Look out. But we did not forget about you, I promise. So number three, as we move our way up the list. And this one's going to be interesting. And Mark Spears, Hall of Famer, by the way, NBA writer for ESPN and Anscape, just wrote this piece regarding these two. And it's my number three storyline, Draymond Green versus LeBron James, who are now best friends, apparently. Just all of a sudden, just best friends. Their families are really close. I guess they're two Midwest guys that just sort of hit it off. They vibe well with each other, and they're besties. Now, that doesn't sit well with Dub Nation, because King James, as we know, is enemy number one around these parts, outside of Dylan Brooks, I guess. But it's 1A, 1B, pick your poison. Ah, Chris Paul, you can add him in there, too. By the way, Chris Paul left the game yesterday in a Suns loss. They're down 2-0 to the Denver Nuggets. Chris Paul leaving with a groin tightness. I hate to see people get injured, but you know what? Is anyone surprised? That's all I'm going to say. Is anyone surprised with that happening? It sucks. We don't like to see it happen. But it is what it is with Chris Paul during this time of the year. He gets hurt, and that could potentially be all they wrote for the Phoenix Suns. They're down 0-2, and the Denver Nuggets, man. I know we were all sleeping on them around here, and I'm still kind of asleep, semi. Took an Ambien, passed out. Maybe I'm semi-waking up from them, but they look damn good. Jokic, if Murray's going to be playing like that, and you're getting contributions from Aaron Gordon and KCP like that, former Laker champion, by the way, they got a shot. They absolutely have a shot. They were the best team in the West all season long, and they're proving it during these playoffs. There's no doubt about it. So Draymond Green versus LeBron James, my number three. I kind of semi-jokingly made one yesterday saying, you know, Draymond Green, the winner of this series with the Lakers and Warriors, they're getting him. They're getting him. He's joining them. And I was like semi-joking with it, but the more I thought about it, maybe. Right? If the Lakers win this series, Warriors could blow it up. Draymond could be like, you know what? Eh, I'm going to bounce. Peace. I'll get paid from someone else. Lakers want to pay me. I'll go with them. Or, if the Warriors win this series, I think they got a damn good shot at getting back to the NBA Finals. I mean, you looked at the East lately. I think the winner of the West is winning the Finals. So, they got a damn good shot about getting him back, too. So, winner of this series gets to keep Draymond. How about that? At 888-957-9570. We got two more in my top seven storylines in Warriors-Lakers. 888-957-9570 is the number if you'd like to get involved. Twitch, YouTube, hello. Appreciate all of you chiming in. We got one more segment here coming up, the Crossover, where Joe Shasky joins me, Joe Shasky of the Morning Roast, for some Lakers-Warriors talk. Come on back, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Been breaking down, reviewing, I should say. Got a watch something to break it down first, but previewing Lakers-Warriors. First game of round two of the Western Conference semis tonight. We'll have all that coverage all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. 6 o'clock, Warriors Live. That pregame coverage with John Dickinson before tossing it over to the great Tim Roy at Warriors Vox voice of the Golden State Warriors. Does a great job. Tim's the best. Great guy, too. So be sure to be locked into that. Tip off at 7. If you're driving in, if you're getting off work, getting ready for work, doing whatever right now, later, it's going to be wet out there, folks. So please be safe if you're on those roadways. Appreciate all of you listening via the Odyssey app. Be sure to download that bad boy. If you haven't, be sure to like and subscribe via Twitch and YouTube. All of that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text. The crossover in moments where Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast, joins me as he does each and every day, Monday through Friday, to talk about what's hitting him in this series. Because I've gotten my top 7 storylines, and I'd love to know yours. Again, the number 888-957-9570. The top storylines in Warriors, Lakers, series. We got the others versus the others at number 7. You can put in Reeves, Poole, Wiggins, Russell. Number 6, Darvin Ham versus Steve Kerr, rookie head coach, versus a 4-time champion head coach, 9-time overall. You got L.A. versus the Bay, number 5. You got number 4, Clay versus his own team, his hometown team. He still calls L.A. his home, too. His dad works for the team. His dad was a champion with the team. What does that mean for him? It means a hell of a lot. Number 3, Draymond versus LeBron. That just writes itself. Number 2, as we get to this one now, Anthony Davis, and I can't believe we're talking about this matchup as a number 2 storyline heading into this. Anthony Davis versus Kevon Looney. That's my number 2 storyline, which is crazy to say, but Kevon has been playing so damn well that it's a legit conversation now. As Joe Shasky joins me of the Morning Roast for the crossover, and we've been discussing our top storylines in this Warriors-Lakers series, Joe, and I worked my way up. Number 7, I had the others versus the others, right? You can have your Reeves, Poole. Hell, I put Wiggins, Russell there. That could be its own storyline. I just kind of lumped it together. But you can have Wiggins and Russell. Both of them had a cup of coffee. Well, Wiggins for maybe a couple minutes before he was traded away with LeBron James. D'Angelo Russell, obviously. Former Warrior, former Laker, number 2 overall pick. All of that. Both traded. Both didn't want him. Now Russell's back. Who's he going to stick it to? We shall see. Number 6, Darvin Ham, rookie head coach versus Steve Kerr. This is going to be an underrated one. I think it's going to fly under the radar is the coaching matchup and the lack of experience for Darvin Ham. That means something to me. I know LeBron, he's been there and done that. Number 5, it's generic, but I still put it in there, LA versus the Bay factor. It's very fascinating. The Bay has not fared well, Joe Shasky, against these guys down there. Whether it's the A's and Kirk Gibson, whether it's the Giants versus the Angels, whether it's the Giants versus the Dodgers, whether it's the Sharks versus the Kings, and hell, the last play-in game. It has not fared well for the Bay against L.A. And I know it's going to piss off a lot of people. Number 4, Clay versus his hometown team. That's a really fun storyline. He wants to stick it to them. Number 3, Draymond versus LeBron. It's fascinating, that relationship.
You go Draymond versus Draymond.
Oh, they're best friends. No one loves Draymond like Draymond, though.
How many camel clutch situations will we have this
huge
week?
And number 2, I got Anthony Davis versus Kevon Looney. Your thoughts on that one real quick, because I just got to it as you were walking in here.
I would throw in Draymond in there, because I think they're going to throw a variety of guys on him. And the question really becomes, how much does Anthony Davis want to live in the paint versus how many settled outside shots is he going to take? There's a distinct difference between the two players.
No, it's absolutely. And you kind of know within the first half of quarter, you know it's like, all right, are we getting a dominant AD game?
Exactly.
Or are we going to get, I'm not really into it today. They're pushing me around. I'm just going to settle for a jumper. Now, if it's working for him early, that's fine. And sometimes it sets himself up later and he can dominate. But he needs to live in the paint if the Warriors want to win this series, to me. He's got to get Looney in foul trouble. He's got to get Draymond in foul trouble. Because then you're looking at a guy like Kuminga. You got to throw out Jermichael Green. Like, that's not going to get it done. So you have to be very disciplined if you're Kevon Looney and Draymond Green against this guy.
Are they going to do what they did with Sabonis, where when he gets to a certain spot in the paint, you send that late double? You know what I mean? Like, how are they going to handle that? I think there are some There are some shooters that worry me on the Lakers that are very, very streaky. I've been listening all morning. You've been killing it.
Oh, thank you.
Because a lot of these I wrote down myself as storylines. fans. And so I think you're spot on with all these. There's one that you've missed, but can keep going.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, we'll get to that one next. So Anthony Davis versus Kevon Looney. Then number one's obvious. It's part five. It's Stephen Curry. It's LeBron James. Like, this is a legacy defining series to me. Whichever one of these guys wins this series, I said in the chat last night, I think it was crickets because it's taboo. I'm not like, listen, I think the winner of this series wins the whole damn thing. That's how strongly I feel. Nuggets have looked awesome. They've looked better, way better than I've thought. They're up 2-0 against the Phoenix Suns. It's looking like it might be a sweep, Joe Shasky.
And Bonte's kind of been all over this regarding the Kevin Durant thing, and I'm kind of with him at this point. Like, you do what you need to do to get Kevin Durant, but with that comes the sacrifice of all of their depth. And I think the Mikal Bridges subtraction has hurt them much more than the casual fan, or I hate using the word casual, than the casual observer would want to admit.
No,
I mean, they miss perimeter defense so bad right now.
And Bonte made a good point. He's like, listen, it's really hard to deny getting Kevin
Durant.
That's what
I'm saying. It's like, I would have done the deal too.
Yes, you would have done it, but you have to know if you're the Phoenix Suns in the organization, Chris Paul's going to get hurt. He does every year. Like, and it sucks. Like, I would like to see him healthy. Like, that's, like, I know we like to give him a bunch of crap around here, the player he is, dirty, whatever. I would like to see him healthy because I would like to see the teams at their best when it matters the most, because that's when awesome games start happening. Now it feels like, and he's their most clutch player, by the way. He's been super clutch in these playoffs for them. Losing him, and you saw what happened. Kevin Durant has to put everything on his shoulders late in the game. And if he's having a bad shooting night, they're effed.
Yeah.
And that's what happened last night.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, and then you see what James Harden did last night.
Oh, my God.
Which was maybe his finest moment.
That's up there.
I mean,
against the defending Eastern Conference champions in Boston?
It was pretty impressive.
Pretty awesome.
You know, I mean, you get some contributions from Tobias Harris. Maxey was really good last night as well. Melton off the bench.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about that Melton Dillon Brooks trade kind of off air. Dare I say this regarding LeBron?
Oh, boy.
Dodgers, Cowboys. Like, there's all of these individual teams, I guess these collective teams, that are the greatest rivals to the Bay Area, right, that we think about. And then there's, like, the Brett Favres and the Russell Wilsons. And LeBron's the greatest rival to the Bay Area ever. Think about it. They've faced this guy four times in a championship setting. Four times, okay? And part of a rivalry is, you know, it'd be not nice, but to balance out the rivalry, you got to lose once, at least.
Yes.
And they've lost to this guy.
And it was in heartbreaking fashion, too.
I mean,
that one stung the most.
You know, the LeBron James rivalry to Warrior fans, he's their biggest rival.
Yes.
More than any individual team. We could say the Rockets. We could say Harden. LeBron, because of the fear factor and the fact that you did feel like it was an equal footing regarding his talent versus your talent, and you understood that when you beat them, when you beat him, it meant something. I think I'm ready to put him on the same level as Dodgers. I think I'm ready to put him on the same level as the Cowboys, all those. Like, to me, LeBron James is the greatest rival to the Bay Area fan.
Wow. And that's saying that you're a hardcore Giants fan. You've seen what the Dodgers did to the Giants this last couple years. Like, in the last decade, really, they've just owned the NL West. But the Giants, you know, they've won their fair share of World Series.
And then you pour over the Laker brand. Yeah. You know, you pour that right over LeBron.
It cranks it up to 1,000.
I mean, like, I've never had in my adult life Lakers Warriors
never
to be anything.
Let's be honest, like, it's never really been anything.
No.
Even when they met in the playoffs, like, it's been the Lakers winning because they've had Magic and it's been Showtime. It's been all of that. Like, there's never been, no matter how much we want to make it a rivalry, Lakers Warriors just hasn't been. It's been dominant Lakers or dominant Warriors, and they've both been crappy at that time.
The high water mark for most Warrior fans my age against the Lakers was Jamison's back-to-back 50-point game.
Against Kobe. Yeah, who also had 50, right?
But why was it special? Because it was against Kobe.
Because it was Kobe.
Against the Lakers, right? Like, so, I don't know. I think that this, I want this one as bad as any of the other ones I've ever wanted.
It feels like, and I said this earlier, it's not going to be as good. I'm not saying it's going to be worth an NBA championship, but it's going to feel pretty freaking awesome to hang that over the opposing fan base's head.
What do you think about the LeBron thing that I said?
About the greatest rivalry to the Bay Area?
I think it's as high up as you can go.
It is, and I'll give it to you. You know why? Because it's meant so much to the Golden State Warriors because of how important it was in the finals.
Exactly.
Say what you will about Dodgers-Giants. We've had one playoff series against them.
Yes.
Not in the finals. And I know it's geographically, they're in the same division, all that. Regular season, eh, okay. I get it. You play against each other a lot. That's fine. This is for a championship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why Celtics, Lakers mean something. Not the geographic. It's like Boston's all the way over there in L.A. They don't really care. No. It's them meeting in the finals all those times.
And for Steph Curry, you could make an argument. His greatest achievements were against him. Even though I know Boston's on, like, I'm not dismissing Boston. And his greatest failure, and Draymond's greatest failure, is against him.
And think about LeBron James, vice versa. What player would he be if Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors weren't there to stop him? He would be the greatest player of all time. It wouldn't even be a debate.
Would we, if, let's say Steph Curry doesn't beat LeBron, and he beats the Indiana Pacers, he beats someone else, I don't think his legacy is boosted as much.
I totally agree. That's Joe Shasky. We're up against it here. He's joining Bonte Hill next. Again, Warriors, Lakers, Game 1, Western Conference Semis tonight, 7 o'clock
I'm
tip.
So ready.
I'm so damn fired up.
Oh, my God.
Warriors Live 6 of John Dickinson. Don't go anywhere, folks. All day, all long, all postseason long, all your Golden State Warriors coverage right here on 95.7 The Game.
Get the hell out of here.
Let's go, Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.